What if you could learn more about your health in under an hour? The Pronuvo Whole Body Scan gives you a comprehensive look at your health, screening for over 500 conditions, including many solid tumors as early as stage one. High-quality imaging, no radiation, no contrast. Book your scan today at Pronuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com. Gain clarity, confidence, and peace of mind with Pronuvo. Invest in your health today. Visit Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Al Spirits and Music. My name is Fire Camino, and today I'm playing this beautiful 90s Alvarez that our good buddies over at Guitar Gallery in Pelham hooked us up with. So shout out to Brody and Adam, and shout out to Adam Allen for having me here in Reform. And yeah, here we go.
Welcome you to Porch Talk. It's your host, Alan, and we are here at Al Spirits and Music. Closed on Sundays, Fire Camino. How goes it?
Goes good, man.
We're on the eve of a celebration this Tuesday, new record.
New record.
New record. New Fire Camino, and no offense to previous work, but best work yet.
Yeah. Hell yeah. Thank you, man.
Come on.
Yeah. No, I'm looking forward to it.
Are you happy about it?
I am. Like, this is by far the most professional thing I've ever done, probably in my life. But, yeah, this is, you know, a long time coming.
Well, I got to say, if it was anything like your Closed on Sunday show, I'm proud of you.
I appreciate that, man. I really do.
And I mean that. Like, and I told everybody yesterday, now granted, did everybody I invite make it? No. But it is what it is. But I told them, you are in for a treat if you come tomorrow. And it was like, well, describe to me tomorrow. And I said, it's Punk and Roe, and he is a guy that didn't belong at an EDM festival, but somehow got booked on it. And to set himself apart, why not play it butt naked?
Yeah. Well, you know me. I mean, I'll play, you know, funeral home, abortion clinic, birthday party, quinceañera. I don't care. I'll play anywhere, yeah. You know.
Liquor store.
Yeah, liquor store.
Well, dude, the new record's coming out, but, like, what else, what you been dealing with? What you been pondering on? What's been on your mind?
I've been making it, man. Life's been, you know, kicking my ass, but I've been good, though. Like, I feel like I'm finally kind of getting my shit together, and I'm excited to have this record out. I know, like, with having it out, like, I plan on playing a lot more shows, so I'm, like, it's funny because people are like, oh, well, the record's done. I'm like, no, this is where I get busy. You know, it's not like, oh, now I'm done and can relax. It's like, no. You know?
Taylor gets to relax because you're no longer harassing him.
Exactly, yeah. No, that's the thing. Like, God bless Taylor. Like, he really, like, without him, I mean, he produced the record, so obviously it wouldn't get done. But for real, Taylor did so much work on this record. And I can't thank him enough.
And not only that, I mean, the surprise guest, you had the drummer from Hey Sop.
Yeah.
On every track or a couple tracks?
Most tracks. I think there's like two or three where he's not on.
And I mean, like, Hands on Deck, man, who all was on it? Like, Taylor, like, produced it.
Taylor produced it, and then he did the keys on it. He did background vocals. He did all his guitar on it. And then it was just, Taylor put in a lot of work, you know. Also, too, it has to be so fucking frustrating to him because I don't know a lot of terminology with music. So, like, you know, he'd be like, oh, this way or that way. And I'm like, I don't know. But, you know, it's kind of like this one Steely Dan song and this one part right here in the 45-second mark. That's, you know. So, like, I'm probably super frustrating for him. But I appreciate his patience.
I can't wait to have him on the show again.
Yeah,
I've committed myself. Like, Taylor's been on the show several times, but he don't even like talking about music.
No,
and you know it's crazy. Like, I love seeing it. Like, he's been going on like a lot of different podcasts, and they've been getting a lot of gold out of him. And like, I was like, okay, so next time you're coming on Porch Talk, dude, like, you and I are going to talk about cars and fishing.
Yeah,
you know, or mountain trails,
right?
Something, because I mean, like, every time, like, he and I get together, and like, it's usually like, you know, we don't have a whole lot of time,
right?
It's usually like an event that brings us together, and you know, get to catch up. Hey, how you doing? How's your mom and them? But other than that, it's like, we're both here to work, and it's around music, so that's the last thing I want to talk about.
Yeah, yeah. Well, there's not ever like. Like, today, when I came down, even though, yeah, I had to play the show, like, it was more like, oh, I'm just coming to hang out. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It wasn't like a fill of, like, oh, I got to deliver, and you know.
So, well, you did deliver.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
Well, yeah, dude, so, I mean, just a little bit about today, and friends of the show, if you are unfamiliar, I think I've been on their podcast three times. I know twice.
I think three.
Yeah, two or three. Knights of the Dad Table. You were on it today.
Sure was.
It's Colt Montgomery, Cameron Allen, and Jake Browning. Well, actually, I think they pretty big rotation cast. Incredibly ironic, Knights of the Dad Table. Nobody on the show is a dad.
Yeah.
But I, like, we never do porch talk on a porch either, so I mean.
Well, fair enough.
So.
Look, it's marketing.
Yeah. So, a shout-out to Nights at the Dad Table. I mean, you can check those guys out and follow the production that they put together for having you on the show and, like, celebrating your album release. I love seeing podcasts and, like, people that care about music, like, really putting my friends on.
Yeah.
And it meant a lot to me.
Well, see, for me, it was awesome because, like, I listen to that podcast a lot. So for them to have me on, I'm like, oh, it's fucking cool, you know? Yeah. I mean, it was the same with this, where I listen to Porch Talk a lot, and I'm like, oh, shit, now I'm on. Yeah.
Yeah. So. And every episode, somebody writes a review. I don't know why this Fire Camino keeps coming on here. You know, that guy used to cut off catalytic converters, and I think he stole my grandmother's, not the flat screen, but do you remember these big? It had to be two or three of them to get it out because some things was heavy. But don't trust him no further than you can throw him. They say that about you.
Yeah. Nothing was worse than when I was leaving all those, and you're like, yeah, it was left by Fire Camino. I'm like, fuck, I didn't know that it put my name.
Yeah.
You know.
Fun times, though.
Yeah.
Ridgemont High.
Yeah.
So, dude, record coming out. We got Porch Fest coming up. But just to get away from music for a second. And, I mean, you jumped in on the tail end of the Caitlin Cannon podcast.
Yeah.
Ironic enough, like, we're not really going to... I guess we could get into, like, mental health. I know you or I are neither one, like, really focused on sobriety at this point.
No, definitely not.
it's the gas for the engine.
Yeah.
And I think it's... what's the lyric in the song? It's better to burn out than to fade away.
Yeah.
So here we are.
Right. Well, you gotta, you know, and look, it don't work for everybody, but, you know, right now it's working for me, so, I mean, fuck it, you know, so.
What are some other things that you're looking forward to this year? Got any plans?
Playing a lot more shows. Got tickets to go see Tyler Childers. Looking forward to
Where's that?
At the Coca-Cola Amphitheater
in Birmingham.
Yeah.
So. First time?
Yeah, I haven't been to the Coca-Cola yet. I had tickets to see Pantera there, and it got canceled.
Hmm.
Yeah.
What about the first time to see Tyler?
Yeah, first time seeing Tyler, too.
I had a chance to see him. You know, last time, hell, I don't go to a lot of shows unless I'm somehow weirdly booking it. But
right.
Hell, I think the last show that was paid ticketing was that show in Georgia that we didn't make with Willie Nelson
and Bob Dylan. And Robert Plant, too, which was crazy.
Yeah.
But Willie's coming to Avondale. So,
yeah, wrap them in bubble wrap.
Yeah. But that's one of those ones that I can't wait for because I'm not going to buy tickets because you can just go stand on the side of the street and hear and see everything. So,
there you go.
Yeah.
Cheat codes, everybody.
Yeah. Hey. Well, it's like the Tuscaloosa Amphitheater. I've, like, hardly ever paid for tickets.
You just go stand on the bridge.
Yeah. Or you go stand on the fucking, like, up where the Tuscaloosa News is. So you go to, like, Druid
Tuscaloosa
City.
Tuscaloosa ain't there no more.
What?
They tore that building down.
Really?
It's going to be like an apartment complex now or something.
Damn.
Yeah.
It's been a minute since I've been to Tuscaloosa.
Yeah, downtown Tuscaloosa, like especially right when you hop over the bridge.
Yeah.
All that's changing. Like a lot of the businesses that used to be, I mean, hell, I had went through there like a couple of weeks ago and I was like, that ain't there no more. Is this now? I mean, there's a lot of, like, Tuscaloosa's like shaking right now.
Really? Mm-hmm. Huh. I'll have to make it back down there.
Yeah, give it a go. A lot more shows. You mentioned for Porch Fest, you're going to have a full band.
Yeah.
So, like, future shows, or is, like,
No. This Porch Fest one-off, you know.
Okay.
Yeah. So, we're going to get together and practice, get it real tight for y'all, and you know. But, no, I love the band thing, but it's just too much to keep up with.
What do you mean?
So, well, because, like, if I just have to focus on keeping me sober, no problem. But, you know. Like, having to wrangle two other fuckers? Like, uh-uh.
No, okay. That,
you know. So, also, my drummer has a huge penchant for cocaine. And so, then it's like, you're trying to keep up timing, and you're like, da-da-da-da-da-da. I'm like, what the fuck are we playing? Are we playing metal here? Like, what's, you know.
Jamie, will you bleep that part out?
Sorry.
I'm just kidding. It's fine.
No, it was funny on Nights at the Dad Table, too. I'm like, listen, this is going to be an explicit episode. I don't mean for it to, but, you know.
I
just love saying fuck.
We're here for it. You're in the right room.
Right.
Well, yeah, I mean, but like just back to that full band and not like a lot on it, but hell, it's one of those situations where I'm curious to see it full band.
Yeah.
But you don't need it.
No, I know I don't need it, but it's fun to do it every once in a while.
Like, will it be true to form to the new record? Is that like kind of like what you were thinking?
Kind of, but we're mainly doing it to do almost not jam as in like jam band, but jam as in like more like on some Tony Joe White shit of where I can get a little bit more bluesier, get like, you know. So.
Oh, by the way, dude, I think Leaps and Bounds, I was really impressed with your guitar work today.
Oh, thank you.
Not only, like, probably most impressed with the opener for this episode.
Oh, hell yeah.
Like, I was like, he been playing.
I've been practicing. Yeah. That's about all I do. I don't have a TV or, you know, a girlfriend or anything, yeah, so I just sit and fucking play guitar all the time.
Well, I mean, I love a great follow on Instagram, by the way, because every time, like, he opens up and plays, like, I think it was Evan Williams' Green Label.
Yes.
Like, turned the Evan Williams, made it bubble, and he's like, all right, here's a song. I was like, that's Fire Camino if I ever saw it.
And that's just on a Sunday morning. I'm like, well, I don't have to go to work today, you know.
Oh. Like, I wanted to ask you about this. I don't know if we've done it on the show, but, I mean, you got your own place now.
Yes.
And, like, adjustments, like, what are you learning about yourself?
I need to learn self-control. No. It's actually been very nice. It's been, like, in a weird way, like, a lot of stuff kind of becomes, like, self-regulating. Because you go, okay, well, I have to go to work because I have to fucking pay bills. So I can't just stay up and drink this entire pack of Keystone. You know,
but if I can get it done by 10:30, maybe.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you have cutoff times. You're yeah. Like, you know. Also, too, like, it's a weird thing. Having roaches has made me a better person because, like, which I've pretty much taken care of now. Which I'll give you the secret on that too. But
oh, please do.
But I don't leave dishes in the fucking sink anymore. I'm like, ah, okay, I gotta clean. You know, because you're like, well, you can't because the roaches will get to them. So, yeah.
I'll tell you another cheat code, and it's almost like, you seen the movie The Accountant with Ben Affleck?
No.
Okay, so the dude owned one plate, one fork, one knife, one spoon.
Yeah.
One meal, when he's done, washes it, puts it back up. You know, it's like, The Accountant is like practically, it's a movie about autism.
Yeah.
But like very violent. I don't know. Like, we were talking about a damn Brad Pitt film earlier, like
yeah.
F1.
Yeah, yeah.
And, yeah, I want to see it because Brad Pitt's in it. It's the same with, like, Ben Affleck. I mean, there's, like, with Begonia, like, yeah. With Emma Stone. And, like, right when I saw the trailer for it and, like, they shaved Emma Stone's head, I was like, I'm going to watch this.
Right.
It's like, there are some actors, actresses, it's like, oh, yeah, I'm going
to
see this.
Yeah, it just looks good. Well, it's like, back to Brad Pitt. What was that movie where he's fighting all the people on a train?
Speed Train. Bullet Train.
Yeah. I never saw it, but I remember seeing the trailer and being like, that's going to be good.
Oh, by the way, it's got the guy from the Super Bowl halftime. He was in it.
Pat Bunning?
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
Also, that was a good halftime show.
And also, he was in Happy Gilmore, too. I mean, that was the first time
I... Oh, really?
Yeah. He was Happy Gilmore's caddy.
Huh.
But, like, that was the first I'd ever heard of the guy. And then, like, he's playing the Super Bowl halftime show, and I was... A lot of people don't, like, consider... I think, like, it's misconstrued and, like, everything is, like, highly political now. It's,
right.
You know, like, really think about it. It's, okay, if you were going to create a halftime show, who would you get? Like, really, like, who is superstardom that would, like, really bring it? And then, like, everybody always goes back to Prince or...
Yeah.
Red Hot Chili Pepper. You know, like, they're thinking about, like, these bands is like, well, damn, it was Creed for me. You know, whatever.
Yeah.
Well, it was the Nip Slip, you know.
Yeah.
Justin Timberlake and, Janet Jackson.
Janet Jackson, yeah.
Whichever. It's like, okay, like, there has not been, like, one Super Bowl halftime show in my lifetime that hasn't been controversial, whether it be culturally or politically.
What was the best one to you?
To be honest with you, I never gave a shit about any of them.
Fair enough. The Prince one's insane.
Prince is good.
Because it's like pouring rain. That's what's insane about that.
It's Purple Rain.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, yeah, that's a good one. And you know, that was always like you take Prince. Prince was always a singer-songwriter, a band, like however you want to classify Prince.
Right.
As one is, you don't cover him.
Yeah.
And it's because you can't.
Right.
But Chris.
Unless you're Dwight Yoakam.
Or Chris Cornell.
Yeah.
So, like, I mean, there's exceptions to these rules.
Right.
But, if he was going to get a halftime show, I mean, like, who the hell would you get?
Well, that's
would
the thing.
Would it be Taylor Swift? Well, everybody knows her.
I mean, truthfully, that would be the best one.
Yeah.
You need, like, but that's what people don't understand is you need, like, a generic pop act. Like, that's what works. Because here's the thing. Rihanna was great because it's just generic pop. Like, what kills me as someone who, like, used to put money on the games, nothing's worse than, like, losing.
What if you could learn more about your health in under an hour? The Pronuvo Whole Body Scan gives you a comprehensive look at your health, screening for over 500 conditions, including many solid tumors as early as stage 1. High-quality imaging, no radiation, no contrast. Book your scan today at Pronuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com. Gain clarity, confidence, and peace of mind with Pronuvo. Invest in your health today. Visit Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
It's cozy season, and nothing compares to wrapping yourself in a Minky Couture blanket. Luxuriously soft, perfectly warm, thoughtfully made. From movie nights to chilly mornings, Minky Couture turns everyday moments into pure comfort. Once you feel it, you'll understand why it's called the original best blanket ever. Visit MinkyCouture.com or a store near you and make this cozy season your softest one yet.
If you're a small business owner, you already know what it takes to keep everything moving. You're juggling customers, invoices, and about 100 decisions every day. Thankfully, taxes don't have to be one more thing on that list. With Intuit TurboTax, you can get your business taxes done for you with a full-service expert. TurboTax matches you with your dedicated tax expert who knows your industry, understands your business write-offs, and gives you the personalized advice your business deserves. Upload your documents right in the app, hand everything off, and still feel like you're in the loop the whole way through. You can even get real-time updates on your expert's progress right in the app, which makes it so much easier to stay on track. And you can get unlimited expert help at no extra cost, even on nights and weekends during tax season. Visit TurboTax.com to get matched with an expert today. Only available with TurboTax full service experts.
Your ass and you're like losing your mind going like, God, I hope we come back in the second half, because if not, like, I got $1,000 on this. And then they're like, oh, did you see the halftime show with the little dancers? And and you're like, I don't care.
I didn't bet on a halftime show.
Right.
I'm worried about the second half. Absolutely. Yeah, dude. Well, what about music? Like, what have you been listening to? Anything?
I like Zach Topp's new album. Been listening to that a lot lately.
That guy, and I was guilty of this, like, every now and then Rick's in Starkville, you know, it was a damn shame, but the way that they do the booking, they do, you know, the pre-selling tickets probably like 2 or 3 months out just to kind of get a feel. And if they sell enough tickets, they got small room stage, big room stage, and then if you sell enough tickets, they're going to fucking have somebody come out and build a stage in the parking lot and just...
Holy shit.
You know, shut the parking lot down, and it's like the parking. It's like a, you know, it's like a festival at this point. It's like, okay, you're about to play for a parking lot full of people.
Yeah,
that was Zach Topp, and I caught that show for free because it sold out. But I wanted to hear it. I like Zach Topp.
Yeah,
I think he's great. And so I sat at the church parking lot across the street, and I just sat in my truck with the windows rolled down with a 6-pack of Miller High Life, and I was like, Zach Topp rules.
Hell yeah.
It was a great way to spend, like, I think it was like a Wednesday night.
That's perfect.
What better are you going
to
do?
Well, see, that's what I like more, like, outdoor venues where you can just hear the band. You don't have to be
there.
Yeah, exactly.
You ain't got to see it.
Yeah. You know.
But, I mean, like, they had Marcus King come, and it was like, I think he sold enough tickets to be in the big room, and I was like, that's shocking to me.
Yeah.
But then again, it almost feels like Tuscaloosa. to where, like, if you go down the strip, like, hell, recently, Josh and I went and caught Taylor Hollingsworth at Egan's.
Oh, cool.
And, you know, it'd been a long time. Like, Egan's was bought out, kept the name, new ownership, redesigned, saw Taylor was playing, was going to see it because, you know, it's Egan's used to be dive bar, and it used to be you had to step over or, like, push the band to the side to go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
It's not that way. They play at the window toward the front door now, but, you know, it's the weekend Alabama was going to play Oklahoma.
Yeah.
And bar is packed, and, like, people were coming up to Taylor, like, after a song, and you play some Brantley Gilbert.
Oy.
Well, that ain't something you say to him.
No.
He's like, well, you're on the strip. If you want to hear Brantley Gilbert, he said, pick any other bar in town.
Right.
I'm playing my music.
Yeah.
But
well, Tuscaloosa is becoming like Nashville.
Well, I mean, and that's startable. It's like you had an opportunity, and I guess the point is, it's like you had an opportunity to see Marcus King. Now, I get like Zach Top like selling out, and I think they ended up doing 2 days.
Shit.
And that's how many tickets were sold. But like Marcus King could barely sell out the big room, and I was like, Marcus King's huge, man.
Yeah.
But college town, they don't know him, don't care. One of the two, I don't know.
Right.
Weird.
Well, college towns are weird anyway about, like, what sells and what doesn't.
Yeah.
You know. Because I remember seeing, like, when I saw Soundgarden in Tuscaloosa, and, like, they were giving away pit tickets.
One of the last Chris Cornell shows.
Yeah. But it was so, like, hardly anybody there. They were giving away pit tickets because they were, like, just fill it up.
Yeah. And then the opening band kind of ruined it.
It was awful.
Chris come out and apologized?
Yeah. Sure did.
Were you there for that one?
Tickets, I missed it.
Same.
It was a great show. Dillinger Escape Plan sucked so fucking bad.
They had a meltdown and like literally broke up.
Yeah. Like it was hell. And then the Pretty Reckless canceled. So they were also supposed to be on that. And they didn't even play that night. Yeah.
So, I mean, they got screwed practically.
Yeah.
Like Soundgarden, well, did they extend the show?
No, but they came out and kicked ass. So, I mean,
there you go.
Also, too, that's the thing is like, I hate that, like, oh, you have to do a certain amount of time. It's like, no. If you come and do
the show.
Right. Well, also, too, like, even like venue bookers, like, just like, it's stupid to like, all right, I understand, like, if you're like a breakfast place and you just want like background music, all right, yeah. But like, if you're a bar, come let me do my show at the bar. I don't want to have to play for 2.5 hours. Nobody wants to see that. I'm going to get gassed out because I can't keep that level of energy up for 2.5 hours. I'm not the fucking Foo Fighters, you know.
Well, I mean, that's the point. Like, even at Munson's, like, dude, we do 3 hours. And, like, we will allow two. And I see that, like, with a singer-songwriter. And, like, maybe all you need is 30, 45 minutes. And it's like you just had yourself a show. I think there could be a little more leeway, and that's one thing that I have been working and, like, built a form out.
Yeah.
For the musician, it's like, hey, I filled out the date, and everything else is just for you to fill in. And if you only want to pay, you only want to play for 45 minutes, I'm going to give you the option of fill the bill up.
Yeah, like, have other people.
We want 3 hours, and this is our budget, like, can we make this work?
Yeah. Like the church, I just played a show at the Church Key, and that's how they did it. They're like, we want 3 hours of music.
Yeah.
We have $300. I'm like, fucking ace. And then, but I shouldn't have said the amount of money, but fuck it. But I was like, all right, cool. I'll get
it. It was $3,000.
Right, exactly. But I was like, I'll get Gatsby, I'll get Ramblin' Ricky Tate, and then me, and then hour, bam.
You done.
Yeah.
I mean, and even like with shows like that, is, you know, like, man, I can't tell you, like, yeah, doing the open mic, but, yeah, I've told you, like with where I've been at musically is, like, yeah, thanks for inviting me to play the show.
March 29th.
It's like, you know, I've been playing the shit on my guitar, and, I've been writing new songs, and I've been, like, polishing up old songs and, like, going through. Hell, me and Josh discovered, like I had, like, what, 40 sound bites of, back when I was on a drinking binge.
Yeah,
and I was
like,
I don't remember any of this shit. Oh, but I have it recorded.
Yeah.
I just got to learn it again. But and there's like,
but the fact is you have it. That's the important bit, you know.
Yeah, the work is there. And but that has led me to, like, hell, after March 29th, that the Nick with Fire Camino and the Stiftones, and then I don't plan on playing Porch Fest, but
no.
I might jump on stage. I doubt it. But, I mean, after that is, I'm probably going to, I want to play at least one show a month.
Yeah.
And I want to put a band together. And, like, I want to, like, take, you know, you putting the band for Porch Fest. It's like, I've got a full-time job. These guys are full-time musicians. And so, in other words, it's like, let's say if the venue gives me $400, like, well, I'm not getting paid that night.
Right.
The band's getting paid.
Yeah.
And that's going to be the way I do it. I mean, it's the same way that we're doing for the Stiftones, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I'm not accepting payment on that.
Yeah.
I'm just happy to be a part.
Right. Well, I mean, that's the thing. Like, me and you kind of both agree on this. Is like, I think so many people in music get so caught up on the fucking money. And it's like, listen, how about just put on the best fucking show? Like, for your example, like, building the band, it's like, yo, why not pay people to, like, have a good backing thing and have a great sound versus, like, oh, cool, I made $35 tonight. Who gives a fuck?
And so, and that's know? And that's the other end of the spectrum. It's like, okay, so, like, I can hardly stand myself for 30, 45 minutes, but if you give me a band, I can give you a good 2 hours.
See, that's kind of where I'm at with it, too, is it lets you extend out shit, if that makes sense.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's not even taking it to a jam band. It's just, like, the idea is, like, you got more room to breathe because, like, you're not trying to do, I don't know, every single part, you know?
Yeah. Because that's the thing. When it's just you and your guitar, it's like, everything I do, people are paying attention to, and I have to be on my P's and Q's. When you have a band, you can kind of fuck up a bit. You know, like...
Mm-hmm. You got a drummer to blame.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, dude, you're playing
too
fast.
Hey, you're off time, or, you know. So
you're making everybody sound like crap, man.
No, that's what, like, we've talked about this. That's why I love playing bass in a band. Like, that's why I can just go, I can jam, and I don't have to be the guy. Mm-hmm. I just, yeah, I'm just there, having fun.
The bass is fun.
Yeah.
I like playing bass more than I do guitar.
I do,
but,
too.
It's not an instrument that you just... You're not going to play it in the bedroom. It's not a fun instrument by yourself. It needs accompaniment.
Yeah, straight up. Like, just learning bass and stuff is so fucking boring. Yeah. You know, but
and it's only fun if you're playing with somebody else.
Especially a drummer. Like, if you get a really good drummer and you're locked in, that's like, dude, that's like playing catch. Honestly, that's what it feels like. It feels like playing catch.
Oh, that was one thing about, like, Groove Johnson or Cosmic Gravy is, like, me and Matt, same bass, same drum, both bands. You had to tell us shit.
Yeah.
It's like, we're going to lay the fucking bottom down. Y'all, guitar player, you take care of
the... Yeah, yeah, fine. Do all that frilly shit. You know,
like. Yeah, we got this shit.
Yeah.
Ain't worried about you. Yeah, so, very fun.
Hell yeah.
Man, what have you been learning lately? What's been on your mind?
Been doing a lot of open G, as far as music goes, or what do you be in general?
That's
or
perfect.
Okay, yeah. Been playing a lot of open G lately. Messing around with that.
Well, we're inspired by it.
Yeah. Cam Kimbrell. So it's Junior Kimbrough's grandson.
Okay.
And he has a YouTube channel where he shows all the hill country blues shit, like how to do it.
I picked up a lot of blues influence on your playing today.
Yeah. And so that's why, because I've just been playing shit tons of open G.
Mm-hmm.
It was funny. No, sorry.
No, go ahead.
Me and Taylor were in a music documentary. Like, there's this guy from Philadelphia. It's like going around interviewing all these people in local music scenes.
Mm-hmm.
So we went and we did the interview, and he had to kill some time for he had to pick up Ava, so he came back to my house. I'm like, hey, you want to jam in open G? And here I am. I'm like, oh, look at me. I got all these tricks. Fuck me running. He's just, like, ripping. He's, yeah.
Well, I think, like, one thing about an alternate tuning is, like, hell, especially on guitar, it completely, like, changes the way that you approach it. It's almost like having a brand new instrument.
Oh, straight up.
Yeah. Like, you know, drop D ain't shit. But, I mean, like, drop D can kind of open your eyes up a little bit. But that's, if that's all you're doing, I mean, like, open G is cool. Open E is really cool. Open C.
Yeah.
See, open C, dadgad.
Open C I can't figure out. Will is insane with it. And I don't...
Yeah, Will's a wizard.
Yeah.
with that. Yeah.
You know, but I'm like, I don't even...
Yeah. Like, so, you know, sometimes I'll be, like, listening to, like, some of his records, and I'm, like, trying to pick it apart. You can play it in standard.
Yeah.
But you're not going to get close to what he was doing.
Right.
You know? Like, you know, DCG, yeah, you can DCG it all day, but, like, it's not going to be as cool.
Well, even today when I played Sipsy, I don't think he plays that in standard. I could be wrong, but I don't think he does.
It worked.
Oh, okay.
It was, I immediately recognized the song.
Well, that's good.
You know, like, and it wasn't waiting on the lyrics, but I mean, like, that is one of my probably favorite all time songs.
Yeah, I love it. Well, that's why I played it, because I know how much you loved it. So I was like,
yeah. I mean, County Seat's one of my favorite records of all time. Like, yeah. It's got Brush Arbor, you know, it's about, and that, I mean, hell, I've said it on the show a lot, is like, Will Stewart, was like completely transformative for me when it came to just stepping outside into a different art form. Is, you know, just listening to like some of his songs, especially if you like dig in and just put an album on and just let it play, like you have a song like Brush Arbor, and then if, I mean, you get an opportunity, it's like, Will, where'd you come up with that?
Well, see,
Salvation on the Sand Mountain. He reads books, you know.
Yeah, there's lyrical depth to it. It's not like, you know, that's something that I've been wanting to push towards more too, is like, not like real heady, because you ever hear them singer-songwriters, I'm like, okay, I get it, you've read, you know, like, yeah. Who gives a fuck?
Oh, he read a lot of Hemingway.
Right, you know, it's like, ooh, look, Mr. Big Word. There's a Conor Oberst song where he says sodium pentothal in it. I'm like, just say a leave, you fuck. Like, don't, you know, like, don't be too smart. Yeah. You know? But no.
Thank you, Conor.
Fucking, like with Will's, like, it's very lyrical and it's very, like, you know, I don't know. I would like to get into that versus just writing songs about getting drunk.
To each their own, man. They all got a place. New record, and I mean, what you've done, like, whether it's, I mean, I know you did some throwbacks to older records. I mean, thanks for playing Watermelon Four Loko, and even, you know, Vodka Iced Tea.
Vodka Sweet Tea.
Vodka Sweet Tea. I mean, those are songs that I know of yours, but songs off the new record is, I think that was, like, transformative. Like, if you took out Taylor and all the production of it, like, just like the rawness of your songwriting, like, I think you, like, and it's very apparent you've upped your game, and not saying anything, not dissing anything, but I was like, you leveled the fuck up.
Well, thank you.
You know, so I'm proud of that, and I was very pleased with the show you did today.
Well,
so,
thanks for having me. Thanks for, again, I really appreciate it,
dude. You want to do three more?
Yeah.
Wrap up?
Yeah, sounds good to me. Because Ham and what's-her-face is playing.
Caitlin,
there we go.
Oh,
I'm bad at names.
That's her name. It's what's-her-face Caitlin, everybody. Caitlin Cannon and Ham Bagby. They're at True Story. By the time you heard this, it's been too late. But
yeah.
I was blown away.
Yeah, she was good.
She good. Wow. But question one is, where can people stream the new album?
Everywhere. Apple Music, YouTube Music, Spotify, I almost said Tinder, Tidal, Snapchat. Like, I mean, I'm serious. Like, it's on everything. I did it, you know. Also, I got CDs and cassettes coming. You'll be able to find them here at Al Spirits and Music, but also, too.
Good move on the cassettes.
Yeah. Well, maybe. All right, here's why I say that. Is because when I got them made, it was an American company I got them made through. Well, they outsourced it to Canada. So now there's all the, because of the tariffs and shit, I don't know if I'm going to be able to get them in the country without paying a bunch of taxes. Yeah. See, I thought it was still being made in the U.S. So I was like, oh, no problem. Yeah. I'll get them in no time. Now it's going to be locked up in customs.
Well.
So, but, yeah, cassettes, I mean, people, truthfully, the most money I've ever made, which I don't make a lot because I give my shit away, but I did a single on cassette, and that did amazing, you know.
A lot of people sleep on a 7-inch vinyl and just putting one song on each side.
Yeah.
Like, I think it's like koozie.
Well, even like lathe cut vinyl.
Yeah.
You know.
Like, I mean, hell, Taylor has done, like, some, and Abe, too, has done, like floppy disk vinyl.
Yeah. What is it, flexi disk?
Yeah.
Yeah. So. But I don't know a flexi disk distributor. I know they exist, but I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know of,
who to go to with that.
Maybe Got a Groove out of Cleveland, Ohio. That's who I go through. But, okay, streaming anywhere, you can even get it on Snapchat.
Yeah, I mean,
and everywhere. Tinder. You can put it on your you can put it on your Tinder.
You actually can, because they have, like, through Spotify. You can.
There you go. Yeah. I mean, what a way to set yourself apart.
Right.
bio. I'm a Fire Camino head.
Right. People are like, ooh.
Swiping right. Question two.
What's up?
Is man, outside of work, outside of music, and I think we kind of touched on it, but like, what other outlets have you been utilizing or getting into to express yourself?
Been hiking a lot. That's been good. Also, I like living downtown because everything's walkable, so I just walk downtown all the time.
Oh, he's going to be the man downtown.
Yeah, straight up. Yeah. But I'm trying. What do you mean, like, creatively? What did we touch on? I'm trying to get at.
Well, I mean, we talked about, like, music and.
Or do you mean just in general, like, what I've been up to?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, do that.
Yeah. Just, yeah, a lot of cooking and a lot of hiking.
There you go. Cooking's an art.
It really is. So the Indian ladies that run the Chevron down by my house, like, they made a bunch of food the other day, and there were, like, these little potato cakes and, like, falafel and everything. They loaded up, like, this huge, like, Hunt's Brothers pizza thing for me. And I was like, man, that was really sweet. So I made them, like, pad thai last night. So, oh. Yeah.
Did you stand in front of them and make sure they ate it?
No. No, I gave it to them and left. They probably didn't eat it.
It's like, no, you're going to eat this. And you're going to like it.
Right. Now part of me is inside of you.
Don't ask me about the secret sauce. It ain't that shit from McDonald's you can't get no more.
Those good old hair pies.
Shit, yeah. Last question, walking out the door. What are you going to leave the good people with, man? What's the message?
Be kind. Be humble. You are an unrepeatable miracle of the universe. And never forget, if nobody else loves you, Fire Camino does.
Roll Tide.
Roll Tide.
We out of here.
God bless. Hell yeah.
Fast as fuck.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.
It's cozy season, and nothing compares to wrapping yourself in a Minky Couture blanket. Luxuriously soft, perfectly warm, thoughtfully made. From movie nights to chilly mornings, Minky Couture turns everyday moments into pure comfort. Once you feel it, you'll understand why it's called the original best blanket ever. Visit MinkyCouture.com or a store near you and make this cozy season your softest one yet.